Back with one.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the King and Pocket Aces Show, brought to you by rotoballer.com. I'm one of your hosts, Pocket Aces Anthony Agnano, and joining me, as he always does, the King of Fantasy Sports, in his Seahawks jersey. Not much of a challenge for me today, Mr. Scott Angle. Scott, it's been a while since we've done one of these. Happy to be back with you.
Yeah, good to be back with you, too. For a while, we've done guests the Seahawk jerseys as I've run the gamut, and I think you're like 0 for 15 at this point. So
Pretty much, yeah.
I decided to go easy on you today for those watching on video, number 3 with a Super Bowl 48 patch on it.
There you go. Good old Russell Wilson. Missed the 35 touchdowns last season. So I do appreciate the layup you just gave me.
Well, I had to because I think I've actually run out of jerseys at this
point. You had to get one eventually, so there you go.
We did. I think we did like 15 of them or something.
Yeah, we did, and I didn't get any of them right. I didn't get any of them right until now. So I think thank you for saving the easy one for last. Allows me to save a little face, save a little credibility.
Here we go.
But here we are today. We're going to talk New England Patriots offense for this upcoming fantasy football season. And really, Scott, for me, this offense starts at the top. With I think it's becoming almost unarguable, the greatest quarterback of all time, Tom Brady. Now, last season, over 4,300 yards, 29 touchdown passes on the season. And he loses Gronkowski. You could maybe have questions about who his wide receiver 2 will be. Okay. And he's going outside the top 12. People aren't lining up to draft him, 43 years old. Not drafting him in the 12-team league as a quarterback 1. But why all of a sudden – in fantasy circles, is he losing maybe a little bit of love on the field? He's done nothing to show that you need to be fading him.
Because those numbers aren't commensurate with what he used to do. And if you look at the game log from last year on a game-to-game basis, it just wasn't really that impressive. Quarterback is a very deep fantasy position, and at times his fantasy numbers were just mediocre. Sometimes they were acceptable, and on occasion, they were very good, but it wasn't a typical Tom Brady season, and there were fantasy quarterbacks who are putting up a lot better numbers. Tom Brady's still a very good NFL quarterback, but I don't think he's not a starting fantasy quarterback anymore.
Are you comfortable with him as a QB2 in a 1QB league as your backup, and I think obviously as a second quarterback in a 2QB league?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, but I think the days are gone when you're talking 29 touchdowns. 4,300 yards is impressive, but if you're looking on a game-by-game basis, it really did blow you away.
Now, this leads to potentially a change in the way the Patriots do things with the emergence of Sony Michel last season. 931 yards rushing, 6 touchdowns, had 6 rushing touchdowns in the postseason. Some people are drafting him as their RB2, but there are concerns with Sony Michel and the knee that just has nagged him since college.
Yeah, he's had injury issues dating back to his college days. Like you said, if Sony Michel could stay healthy, he'd be a fantasy RB1, especially after what he did in the postseason. Because when you perform at that level in the NFL playoffs, you're performing well against the highest level of competition. He's the unquestioned finisher and the lead ball carrier for this offense. But staying healthy is difficult for him. We already saw that last season.
Now, to me, then, if you invest in Sony Michel as your RB2, you have to invest in the rookie they drafted as the pure ball-carrying handcuff. I don't view James White that way. We'll get to James White in a minute. He's a different type of player. Is the rookie going to be that handcuff you have to make, that pick you have to make later in the draft if you invest in Sony Michel?
I feel you have to. I feel that's why they drafted him, to provide depth. Behind Sony Michel, Rex Burkhead at this point, he's really an afterthought. If Michel was to go down again, I think Damian Harris would be the late ball carrier.
That's I agree. Harris is the Sony Michel handcuff. Now, James Harris last season, finishes in the top 10 in PPR scoring for running backs. 123 targets, 87 receptions, 7 receiving touchdowns. Okay, his rushing numbers were okay. They were nothing crazy. He had 5 rushing touchdowns, a total of 12. James White in a PPR format, I would say you can make a claim, is potentially a better RB2, more stable RB2, than Sony Michel.
I think you could make a case for it. I think he's very underrated. He goes in the sixth round. This is a guy that was actually playing at an RB1 level for a good chunk of the season last year. 87 receptions, like you said, 12 combined touchdowns. What's not to like about this guy is at least a flex. I think people underrate him. It's not like Michelle is going to cut into his numbers. If you had to have James White as an RB2, I think you're going to be fine. And we get to the receivers in a second. James White is going to be the number two receiver on this team. He's the second best pass catcher on this ball club. You're underrating him, people.
And Scott Fishbowl, now I know it's a I know Scott Fishbowl is a half Scott Fishbowl is a half point PPR, but I still walked away with James White in round 9 as my RB3. Okay, I lose a little because it's a half point PPR, but it was still 12 touchdowns. It was over 17 fantasy points a game last year. And you said it, Scott. He's different than Sony Michel. Sony Michel and James White are two different animals on the football field. They provide two different services. I agree with you, James White being grossly underrated. Now, Julian Edelman returns as the wide receiver 1. 850 receiving yards, 6 touchdowns, 74 receptions. He's clearly Brady's number one guy. I think you can get away with him as a wide receiver 2 this season for your fantasy team. But the other question is there another receiver there? They brought in Demaryius Thomas, not very exciting. Okay, they drafted N'Keal Harry. He's still a rookie. What else develops in this passing game for the Pats?
This is a problem. This is why James White's going to have to catch a lot of balls, because Julian Edelman has done it at such a high level for a long time, but there's a sense in New England that he's kind of fraying around the edges. He's taking years of hits, and that he's starting to wear down here. So I don't know if Edelman quite put up the numbers he has in the past, because you know he's starting to get banged up, and he's going to get a lot of defensive attention. But who really can step forward there? N'Keal Harry's got – he's big. He can – catch the ball in traffic. He can gain yardage after the catch, but he's a rookie, and you know rookies are, in this New England system playing with Brady, in the past have really really struggled. Demaryius Thomas is coming back from an Achilles problem, so you know there's another issue, the sense is that Demaryius Thomas is washed. So,
yeah,
you know who really is there? It might be somebody out deep off the roster having to step up, like Dontrell Inman, because you know who they signed and you know looked a little bit good in Indianapolis at times, or looked decent in Indianapolis at times. There's nobody at tight end. Ben Watson, forget it. You know Watson's done. Matt Lacoste, you got Ben Watson and Matt Lacoste. You got a has been. You got a never was. This is probably the worst receiving crew I've ever seen with Brady. That in the past, in his prime, Brady was able to take other receivers like a Rashay Caldwell and make them better than they were. But I don't know if he's capable of that anymore. And sometimes when we've seen injuries kind of whittle his receiving crews over the last few years, Brady's kind of struggled. This passing game leaves a lot to be desired entering 2019. Now, winning, they always find a way. But fantasy-wise, there's not a lot to like here.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned the tight end position, and you're right. There's not on the roster right now. Are you willing to draft Rob Gronkowski in the hopes of him unretiring and staging a comeback?
I mean, did you really draft Brett Favre when he said he was going to come back? So, you know, this is a lot of conjecture. You know, maybe in a best ball that has a lot of rounds, but it's wasted time otherwise. But, you know, this team's got to do something here. But just because we can't talk positively about everybody, that means somewhere a deep sleeper is going to emerge from this crew and end up being very reliable for Brady. And, again, that could be a guy like Dontrell Inman.
It's going to be interesting. Like, we sit here today, and I don't think anybody doubts that the Patriots are the favorite to win the AFC East. Yet, fantasy football-wise, okay, Brady's a QB2. Michelle has knee issues and scares some people. Edelman, you said it, showing some wear and tear. They don't have a tight end. They don't have a wide receiver, too, just now ready to grow. James White is probably the safest Patriot fantasy pick you can make this season. You agree with that statement, Scott?
I agree with that statement. The defense always finds a way to be solid. It's bent but don't break. But – Really, there's not a lot to like for the Patriots fantasy wise this year.
I agree. I totally agree. Scott, this has been fun as always. Everybody, thanks for tuning in. Make sure you head over to rotoballer.com. Check out everything there. Main page, premium package, expert chats, promotional code King or promotional code Aces. Both of them save you 10%. So make sure you take advantage of that. Scott, this was fun. We'll be back soon. I believe the next team we're covering is the offense of the Indianapolis Colts, correct?
Yes.
So we'll look forward and make sure you tune into that and subscribe right here to the Rotoballer YouTube channel. For the King, Scott Engel, I'm Pocket Aces Anthony Aniano. Have a good day, everybody.